Hey guys.
How you doing?
First of all, I want to thank Tom Rathman and Takiyo Spikes for delivering our pick. Today, I also want to congratulate Tom on his induction into the 49ers Hall of Fame. It was a fun ceremony yesterday and fun to watch him. So we're really pleased with our third-round pick, Akello Witherspoon. And, Barrows, we got you one, a local boy from Christian Brothers, right? And Sac City College. He's a player, as we studied, what we thought was a very strong corner class. We obviously had a need, but we really grew to like this player. And I think the reason that we grew to like him after a lot of study, I even went back with Kyle, Adam, and Martin today, and we gave it one more, the kind of the group of corners we had clumped together, one more good look, and that made it clear in our mind that this was the guy at that position that we were going to take if available. And a unique set of skills in that he's just under 6'3", close to 6'3", and about 200 pounds, just under that. And we feel like he's got a lot of room for growth. But yet his movement skills and his profile will allow him to really be an excellent scheme fit for us. He's a really smart kid. That was quite apparent when he came on his visit here. We grew really comfortable, had a great conversation. I think it was last week with his head coach, Mike McIntyre, who I got to know when I was living in Denver, the head coach at Colorado. And Coach McIntyre's a former DB coach in the NFL, and I think has a keen eye for defensive backs. And he really helped me kind of understand what this kid is all about. Matt would know better, but from what I understand, and Coach McIntyre said, I think in high school he was 5'9", and then he just really sprouted up. And so, he has the athleticism still of a guy who is 5'9", but yet he has that great length and size that we covet at that position. So with that, I'll open it up. And I guess you would want to know, too, about the trade at 67. We started getting a lot of calls, and when you get offered a second-round pick in next year's draft, and so now all of a sudden we have a first, two twos, and two threes next year. There were players we liked, but that and a seventh round pick in this year's draft, we just felt like that was a really enticing offer. And we've got a couple of fours, a couple of fives, and so we've got a lot of picks with a lot of players left that we like. So that was went into our decision there. And with that, I'll open it up for any questions that you might have.
John, you just mentioned what you have available next year, and you haven't drafted a quarterback this year. When you start making moves like that, do you think about the future of what you may potentially need to go get a franchise quarterback in 2018?
I think that's in the back of your mind. I think there's multiple ways that we'll explore to continue to improve at that position. I've said many times we're happy with what we have here with Brian Hoyer and Matt Barkley, and the first 2 days on the field gave us a strong indication that's just really good system fit. They understand, they're both good play action passers, and I think that fits into what we're doing. I think we're gaining a lot of ammunition to go acquire players, either by drafting them, but it will give us some flexibility to do a lot of things.
How do you balance stockpiling versus getting a guy you like?
Right. Yeah. I think, as I said, there were some players we liked, and so it had to be something good. And again, I guess something about third round picks right around there, the phone started going crazy. People wanted, I think they saw the fact that we had two threes and that maybe we could be a good trade target. So I think we had three or four different calls from different teams, and the one, the deal with the Saints, they had a player. It turned out to be Kamara, who they really coveted. Was something they wanted to do, and we were still able to get the guy we really wanted there and get what we thought was too good a deal to refuse and not take.
Don, how much did you entertain using both of the third-round picks to go up into the second?
We did not do that. There were some conversations early in the day, but two third-round picks, extremely valuable. We got a player we really liked, and we turned it into a second for next year and a seventh this year. So,
for sports background, can you see that when you watch him? I mean, is his footwork any different because he played soccer, that sort of thing?
Well, I think that's really apparent on the film. The one thing that strikes you and anyone who's watching football, but caught my eye too, is just he has excellent feet. And you know, my kids play soccer. I think it's a great sport for developing that. And in talking to Coach McIntyre, he thinks it's a rare quality that he has, particularly for the size he is. And I agree with him, and we all did. So. Very unique skill set that we think is going to translate well to what we do on defense.
His tackling has drawn criticism. And
yeah.
Is that something that you think is just going to come with time as he gets?
Yeah. It needs to improve. It's something that Mike McIntyre helped me a lot with because, I like physical players. And I think what helped is that I saw examples on film where he can do it. And I think that's why you go get guys like Solomon Thomas and Reuben Foster to draw that out of them. I always believe when you put people in a room that are exhibiting the way we want to play, the other guys have no choice if they want to be on that field. And so I think Akello, it's something that we raised to him. We didn't hide from it. We said, this, and showed him the film. Is it bothers me. Help me out here. And he was aware that it does need to improve and committed to making it improve. And in talking to Mike McIntyre, he sees it as something that as long as it's expected and demanded, he thinks really will.
Kyle, get Nancy to take a player on offense. Late round season. This is wheelhouse.
Yeah, we were just joking. He said, "All right, we're going offense now. That's you've had your fun." And but we're both trying to improve this football team, and we felt like these were the best players for us at the time, and we'll see where we go from here moving forward.
Are you expecting? Is it also not a sign of maybe how confident you guys were, how well you're able to stock the offensive side in free agency?
I think yes, Cam. That was our goal to really fill some positions so that we could go into the draft and not necessarily target defensive players, but target the best players and getting Pierre and Marcus Goodwin and those guys and doing all the things that we did allowed us to really go into this draft, which we knew was a strong and deep draft, and I think our plans really worked well.
He's a pre-med student. I think he had a 4.4 in high school. I mean, what kind of person is he off the field? And I know you've talked a lot about culture. And how does he fit with what you're trying to build out of?
Well, we like smart football players, and he's certainly that guy. Sometimes I think having played at Stanford, sometimes people mistake smart football players as they question, can smart guys love football? And I don't think just because you have other interests and because you do well in school doesn't mean that you don't love football. And we talked a lot about why he loves football. I think you can ask any player, do you love football? And they're going to say, yeah, I love football. But I find it intriguing to say, why do you love football? What is it about the game? And Akello really communicated his love for the game and why he did. And Kyle and I both got really comfortable with it. And he was a guy, as I said, we went back today and really zeroed in on if he was there. And it was a waiting game. And we were hopeful that he would be there. And sure enough, he was.
And given that he didn't start playing until he was a senior in high school, I mean, obviously his physical traits are there. Yeah. But do you envision him, his best football coming
Absolutely.
To match his skills?
Yeah, I think there's people say a big upside. And I really believe with Akello that there is, but yet I think we can throw him out there next year and he can play. He's demonstrated that he can hang with big time receivers. I mean, you see a lot of film of him up against some really fine receivers in the Pac-12 and holding his own led the nation, I believe, in pass breakups. He's around the ball a lot, and that's something we like.
67 pick regardless after you got Witherspoon, or was it just because some guys were off your board?
Yeah. Initially, they called and they wanted the 66th, and because we really wanted Akello there, we said, listen, we'll do it for the 67th, and because that was some, we really wanted to secure that, and obviously that's a position where we felt like we needed to get a little stronger, and we felt like we had a guy who fit the bill. And
as you stack it for tomorrow, are there certain positions you have to hit, or are you going best player available throughout?
We have some. I would say that we have our board, but we have specific guys, not necessarily positions. You know, who's a player? One thing that I think I mentioned yesterday, and Bill Parcells is really a wise football guy, and he sent Jed a text to relay to me, and he talked about, making sure if you're going to draft someone that everybody from personnel to coaching staff has a clear vision for what this player is going to be for us. And we've tried to, with each player, challenge coaches to say, how are you going to play this guy? And if there's any vagary or it's not crystal clear how they anticipate playing him, then we've either challenged them, you better get there, or this guy, I can't feel comfortable taking him, or moved on. And so, in each case of the guys we've got, we have a real clear vision in our minds as to what he's going to be for us. And that doesn't mean that can't change once they get here, but you better be able to articulate and feel comfortable with how they see these guys translating into the 49ers.
With Ruben, is he a will? I mean, where do you see him fitting in initially to your defense?
He's likely a will right off the bat, and that's where he'll line up. But he's gonna be sideline to sideline. I think that's one of his greatest qualities. He's all over the place, and there's so many different things you can do with him. He's a tremendous blitzer as well. He's very good in pass coverage. He's very good against the run. He's a talented young man.
Did Farag help with the trade with New Orleans too?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he's manning that that post, and we're all up there. We all have phones, and I don't know why, if it's relationships, people decide to call certain people, and then we run it through our computer, and it's been a good process thus far. Very good for us.
Are you more slaves?
Talk about his having hips. Aside from that, what else jumps out on film when you guys were evaluating his evaluation?
Yeah, I'd go to the size that he demonstrates, and as I mentioned, he's around the ball a lot. He gets his hands on the ball. He very poised. I call it at the moment of truth when that ball's delivering. He's got tremendous body control in my mind. Certain guys can't keep from getting there early, or they, there's certain guys are going to be penalized a lot. He locates the ball and has tremendous body control matched with poise, which allows him to have all those PBUs. We're going to challenge him to turn some of those PBUs into interceptions, and we believe he's got that in him.
Are you expecting Witherspoon to step in as a starter in a depleted cornerback position group?
He's going to compete, and there's a great opportunity for him to do so, but he's going to have to earn that.
What's this last one, guys? For you, as a first-time GM, really a first-time executive, how is it? How was it gone?
Awesome. It's been great. When we were here, it feels like yesterday, but it was this morning, I guess, that Ruben and Solomon came in. The energy those two had. One of the coolest things that I thought is just how quickly they bonded. I brought them, Solomon, down to Ruben in the lunchroom in the cafeteria, and it was like they were long-lost brothers. It was really, really cool, and I can see those guys being great for us for a long, long time and being really tight. And, that was probably the coolest thing about it, aside from just envisioning how they're going to help us win football games, and you add Akello into that, and we're very excited.
Don, you mentioned relationships. You obviously knew in the GM fraternity, but with, you know, through your work with Fox, you mentioned you had a relationship with Pace. I think a similar story with John Schneider. I don't know about a Saints connection, but I don't know. Have you been surprised, or have those relationships made it easier, I guess, particularly in the draft, to do some of the things you've done?
I think relationships are always good, and, you know, I just spoke to you about how Mike McIntyre, he's a guy I've got friends in Denver that are big CU backers, and so I've been around Mike on a number of occasions, and it helped us out in this instance to be able to discuss things with him. The relationship that I had established with Ryan Pace certainly helped. Yes, you get calls, and that doesn't mean, I mean, I've gotten to know other guys in a short amount of time, but when you do have established relationships, I think you tend to call upon those guys, and a lot of guys have done that with us as well. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much.